Hello, welcome to Da Illuminati. This is Joanna Morrow. You reach me at Da Illuminati 024 or Joanna's Drug Emporium, both at gmail.com. I am thinking about watching a movie because today is Friday and my son doesn't have daycare. So he's going to be around the house. I could just put on something that's visually pleasing and, you know, be entertained, I hope, for 2 hours, which I never feel like I have time for. I have to say, what's going on? Deception. And like I was explaining yesterday, how people actually use their jobs to prostitute me. And then there's a government shutdown that's looming and we're $1 trillion in debt. Why is this not working? Could it be the company that you keep? When these people go on TV, which I don't know how anyone is getting on TV now, and say these types of things, why isn't the government thinking, like, who are you hanging out with? I mean, do you think you're at some runway show party where everyone is giving this idea that it's cool? Do you think you're of some type of authority? Like, where are you getting this from? Is this what the government does? There are forces of evil that I don't know if will ever go away. There are people who have a deception rivet in their body. When they are triggered by something, they go into their deception rivet and they do not come out. There's just lots going on. Like I said, I am at a time where I want to focus on my beauty. I want to focus on keeping up the looks that I have and had, and being healthy, getting the perfect stomach, which is easy. I think it would take like 10 years. And, you know, making sure my hair is flowing and making sure my kids are mentally stable to want to go forth and work and get married eventually one day and do things the right way. My phone, the screensaver comes on and it's just black. And it's like, is this thing working? So, I mean, all of the deception is, I wouldn't have went through court if it wasn't for somebody spelling up the people, the white people, the black people, the everything people, the red people, the yellow people, the purple people. Spelling them all up, that they are run by deception. Why? Who could actually do that to poor, unassuming people? It totally happened. You know, I had to accept a lot of deception. And that's what this whole witch trial is about. And so that's really all I have to say. I'll be surprised if I get off of here in like right now, under 4 minutes. But it's like, a lot of deception. And I think people don't want that coming out. That's why they have a problem with, look, I'm not here to adopt you. I'm not here to indoctrinate you. I am not here to teach you unless I'm in actual university. I am not here to do that unless I'm getting paid. Because everybody has a sense of what is wrong and right now due to me, which is I want my $1 trillion back. Not a dope back. $1 trillion back. And with this government shutdown, they're like, what do we do? Hell, I don't know. Debt is always going up. nothing seems to change. We're just getting into debt until, like, King Solomon is going to come back and destroy the universe in Armageddon or something like that. Something weird, which may not ever happen. But still, I mean, what are you doing about this? I don't want to keep going through this. I think the next generation can be told these stories from their parents, from their grandparents, from somebody in their family, handed down. I don't think they need to see it firsthand, because the same agenda has been going on. I am going to put a Negro for show to show how they are the immoral, reprehensible person of the earth. And it's like, okay, my kids don't even watch the news. They're not given the news as something they can even watch. I think it's discouraged. And it's like, I've seen this, and it's like sitting in an Israelite class learning the same thing just because somebody new walks through the door. Somebody new walks through the door. Somebody new is born. We're going to keep this agenda up so we can show everybody who is the immortal three-fourths of a man. And it's just going on and on and on. It's like the same thing, and it's the same stress that is being placed on me. That's what I want you guys to understand. It's all being directed as we can do this, but it's going through her vessel. How good do you want me to fucking look? How do you think I can withstand and hold this shit up for all of this time? I'm getting sent all this fucking negativity. How good do you want me to fucking look? People are making these statements and they're sending it right to my heart. I mean, get with the program. Shut down. Shut down this bullshit. It's not healthy for me. It's not healthy for my children. You have Robert whatever from New Haven. Take him. You're doing a story about Haiti, and the only message is to take the royal Haitian Jewish child. Does that seem like betrayal? Does that seem like high treason? Yes, well, it is high treason. So what are you going to do about it? All this nightmare and hell you want on my skin. You want me to have wrinkles? Do you want my face to break out? Do you want me to have dry skin forever using the water here? And the temperature and the climate and the environment. Let's put this into perspective. How much hell does it take? This isn't a mathematical equation to make Joanna look ugly. Let's see. 41, birthday coming up. All types of hate. 41 plus 1 year birthday hate. Millions equals what number are we at? It's time to stop playing. It's time to turn over and phase out the government for what it used to be and go into a new era, the age of the Aquarius or whatever you can scientifically back up that works. But all in all, I don't want to feel this bullshit, because I could be somewhere warm on a beach getting vitamin D and not here in a snowstorm in March. Okay, around people who are humble enough to be healthy, but I still want them smart. I don't know what is going through everyone's head, if issues even matter anymore, or if it's just like the government will handle it. Joanna is still here, running through our veins. She'll handle it. But all I can say is my body is intricate. I have to rest. You know, I have to think, if I watch one more segment of TV, will I feel sick? You know, if I eat, which I'm not that drawn to just having tons of candy, but, you know, if I eat tons of candy corn when it's available around Halloween or whatever, will that make me sick? I have to think about this stuff. So it's a process. Just like I was saying about the prostitution, you guys are going on and on. The shelf life isn't that high. I mean, I know people have been doing it for years, so they say, until they get into church or something, because their body has been wasted away at that point. But, like, sinuses are connected to the ears. I have very sensitive ears. I think it comes from my Native American blood. I have very sensitive veins. My veins are very small, to the point where they have to use a butterfly needle to poke me. They can't poke me with any other needle. I have a very sensitive system, which is why I avoided a lot of hell in my body, because I'm just like, I can't take this, I can't take that, I can't. Not saying to be an agoraphobic or something like that, but, you know, I can't take all of that toxic bullshit. So people knowing this, like I said, your mothers in slavery, so you claimed, are raped. Your boys were made studs. Like, all of these stories about slavery, and girls were sold for a bottle of wine, and we were treated like this on the slave ships and thrown overboard, and we peed and defecated. All of this stuff that we want to get mercy for. We want to get reparations. We have to get money. Sorry, my mom called, but I am going to call her right back so I don't delete this recording somehow. It's on the phone. I don't know. But, oh, we're so concerned. Slavery, we shall overcome. Million Man March. Right? You didn't like that happening to your ancestors, piggybacking on what I said yesterday about centuries. But now everybody is, this is the new wave. This is the new disease. You're going to embarrass me, put that shame through me. I don't know what is psychologically going on, because it seems like there are some trolls or pawns walking out there from generational curses down the hootie tootie. And, you know, the inferiority complex of it all. And so that's what I have to say. Like, I am, you know, it's like I did this. I did not have, at one point I went to a med spa and I brought products that were like over $1,000. And I had them, and I just remember the bottles sitting on my counter. I'm in the same apartment. I remember them there. And I'm like, I didn't do that really. Like, I'm using cocoa butter. I'm using Burt's Bees. It's like, as the skin matures, it loses cells and can become dry, and it changes, and that's how you produce wrinkles and stuff like that. And it's like, am I surrounded by the best moisturizers here? You know, do I have everything I need? Am I really down to my bleeding regimen? That's what I am trying to accomplish. I want to have, you know, nice stuff in my bathroom, wake up. It has to be easy, because I'm in this news cycle right now, and it will get better, you know, where there's a story, there's a lead, you know, I'm sales and marketing, there's a lead, there's a cold call, not so much, I'm not calling anyone, you know, and I'm just watching this, and it's current, this is happening now, not that I want to hear about, like, somebody got shot, somebody got kidnapped, which is happening to some cute kids that shouldn't be happening, and it's like, I'm just trying to get my life. It doesn't feel like there's enough hours. It seems like I would need like 5 more hours of daylight to, you know, fully mule out my day and everything is like greatly equalized. But it is what it is, and I just have to deal with it and just get on a schedule and put my son in a schedule and stuff like that. So, my cat is laying on my chest, and he's super heavy. I think he's like 12 pounds. So, yeah, I mean, to be insulted from a governmental perspective, from jobs who are supposed to have dignity, and, you know, it's the nobles, it's the people who, you know, have been known in society for three generations. It's nepotism. Our father was a governor and his father was a governor. And my father was in the military and his father was in the military. And it's these people who have held some type of status and stature in society. And, you know, this is how they get the jobs and the positions. They know people. Their social media accounts is on blast. And things of this nature. These are supposed to be people who are leaders and people who can't be leaders' eyes. And you got these people going up here, embarrassing me, putting stress through my body, my heart, my womb, if you really want to go there. And I'm just dealing with this bullshit. And you're just pegging them. Not like, yeah, we are really the accountants. You're getting paid to spell out, brother. But when you go to Starbucks, we are going to have the Secret Service there to put in a code that you will never have a dollar again or something crazy. But no, these people are just operating as going from generation to generation. It's carrying on. The rich are getting richer, as we know. As we know, muling it out. And the poor are getting poorer. And I think there could be balance there. So it's really... And then we have... Hello... Reservations are ready for Mr. Smith. Have this going on with the followers and the underground following. And I've already told you, if you think you're a cult, you think you're underground, you can't go through somebody's eye of Horus, their eye of Providence, their Anubis, whatever Egyptian deities, their Bass, because I am a woman with cats. Can't go through that and then think you won't kip off a reading. You know, it's like you're going through a adoption of our spirit. So your next brain inertion is going to be to let off something of a reaction to that adoption. It's just, how do you not know that? It's like you want to have an underground and leadership in that underground and cults and all of this type of stuff. You have to have people who are able to create themselves. Everything should be created with that person because that is the energy that you're kipping off, and it draws upon a reaction. It's out of your control. And so it's just like, come on. I have to deal with all of this stuff. You know, I don't have Oompa Loompas putting lotion on my legs right now. That would be great. And polishing my toenails and polishing my nails and curling my hair in... What is it? Not foam rollers. It's steam rollers. You know, that would be great. You know, and it's like I have to take care of myself. And I did this at an age where my mind was able to hold all of this, able to hold the world. Apparently, when I am 20, I'd still be thinking like I am totally taking on the influence of someone else that's bigger than me, that knows more than me, that is making me feel they're so much mature and they're a giant compared to me. it's like my 30s, I'm like just accepting of everything. And now that I'm 40, it's like, that's not going to serve me well. You have to move on. And I think the government, from the eons of the earth, from the eons in the beginning of the earth, understand that. I'm in another cycle of womanhood. And I have to take care of myself. And I have to really think about my health. I mean, escorts are, we have diseases. And since you won't sleep with us, our men, we're going to needle tip you every time we have sex and send that to your blood, showing that we want you killed. We're going to have sex for money and buy Birkins and Gucci so that your heart rate fills our signals and we take your heart rate up. This is the type of whores that I have to deal with in the world. Being who I am, everybody knowing me in the world. Think about it. What is the probability of that? What is the probability of just one person, one dot on the earth doing that? It's a pretty high probability when you can form a coup, form an alliance, do something evil, feel like you're getting evil power, feel like you have a fucking purpose, and feel like pimps and hoes that you have a goat and a Baphomet, which you do not, which pimps or hoes are people who don't have Baphomet and goats. And so it's just so annoying having to deal with like these health issues. You know, like I have to really think about it. Like I haven't fainted. I haven't had a stroke. And it's like, do you know how much energy I feel? It feels like being in a microwave sometimes. But please not a microwave. Anytime. Please just let it be the spirit of the earth and my seraphim. You know? And the pressure of my sales and marketing and all of that moving around. But no microwave, no, none of that cancerous type of stuff. Please. And I'm not asking you and I'm not pleading with you to please not do it. It's not going to happen. And so I have to take care of myself. Like my aunt had a stroke and I have to think about that. Like, me, myself, if I am overweighted and, you know, need to work out, need to eat healthier, need to go back to being vegan, you know, just need to do more for myself. Because in my whole 30s, it was me being this collective of like people being succubus and needing succubus mama. And so I just have to, you know, really take care of myself, really watch like the high treason going on. It's like everything is contingent and that's not who I am. And I'm not telling people stuff to be deceptive because I don't want to deal with that bullshit, that biatchy. I don't want to deal with that biatchy coming back to me. I have a way of doing this. I'm thinking about Short Circuit, that robot. I don't know why. I was thinking about like circular movements and circadian rhythms of the earth and sleeping and dreams and all whatever. And no, I don't Short Circuit like that. You know, when I am thinking something, I'm going to make sure it doesn't have a short circuit. And so like all of this is going on and just nigga please. But yeah, maybe I should be working out. I think so. That's all I have for now. Things that I forgot from yesterday, and I'm gonna try to have a good day and think positive thoughts, think healthy thoughts, think youthful thoughts, think beautiful hair growing thoughts, and live my life to the best mother and potential spouse and or girlfriend, which is completely up to me. I can stay single for the rest of my life. I can stay single for 2 years. I can never get married. And guess what? You will never be better than me. Not in the totality of things when I get everything back. Okay? You have people and their only defense is, like I'm saying, children, adolescents, you parents who are real parents, I don't know if anyone can hear me, but you need to teach your children about the company that they keep and the future and the shoulda, coulda, wouldas before it actually happens. Because like you know, my story, hanging with people, now they form this whole LGBT, gay men that got to get in not only your mind, but your private. Wow, are we beasts now? Can we not talk? And, you know, I'm dealing with all this and people, they're like, good morning. Good morning, late sleeper, bud. Sun just woke up. And having to deal, sorry, I'm thinking about my night. My son threw up and then he scratched himself on the eye and I don't like him to have like anything on his, like any marks on his body. But hanging out with people that just turned out to be like these hold up creeps and crept in unawares and just like having to have people judge me, like, you know we are just deaf warmed over and we're just gonna spout out, you're a hoe, you're a hood rat, you're a whore, you're a mare. Like, they're just, you know, because that is their justification somehow for their behavior, which doesn't even work in my field. It is behavior. It is not mentalism. It isn't a justification of anything ever in life. Aren't you supposed to be atheist too? Like, what is going on? And people are just super nasty and wicked and evil and mean and cruel. And of course we know people are trying. And that may not be so at all. We could have godfathers in the background watching over us and guardians watching over us and people who really want to do well. But you have to ask yourself, what went wrong where these people were not able to fulfill their jobs? Why is it taking me to have to turn over everything? Are the forces of darkness too evil? Was everyone shrouded in the forces of evil where they couldn't do their job? They couldn't make, you know, CPS for instance, FIFO going in, FIFO going out. Why is there circulation in a rotation? Why doesn't it just, we are CPS, we have done our job, and we have wiped evil off of the face of the earth with the cases that we did. We recognize the evil in the case, we rectified it, and it is here no more. Why isn't it gone? Why is it just a circulation of keeping it down or keeping it at bay or doing something good for a little minority of a little population that's can offset the existence of the universe? Why can't it just be, we recognize what spirits and demons, I'm being theatrical, welcome to the Illuminati, are present in these cases that are making people possessed and doing these things and acting out and causing people to look at them a certain way and give them negative attention, spot it, got it. this is the facts. This is the spirit, because there's only so many demons, you guys. This is what has identified as causing this problem in all of the cases, because it will not be a variation. Welcome to the cult. And keep them in a bottle in the pentagram on the UN floor, which doesn't exist. Being theatrical here, like I said. It's as simple as that. Energy cannot be dispersed, but that is old information. How do you know there isn't just a wrinkle in time that can suck up the energy into another cosmos? How do you know? But people wanting to keep their jobs, another part of the shutdown, stop letting people cause problems to keep their job. Huh, looks like we're at a sex trafficking prevention job. But guess what? I'm going to hang out with my husband. I'm going to hang out with my wife. I'm going to hang out with my cousins. I'm going to hang out with my uncle. And we're going to seance rape through the community. That way I'll be better at my job. I'll look smarter, more intelligent, more enlightened, and I can keep my job. Not saying that should ever happen. Just saying, like, why isn't shit getting done? Why is it getting done? Why is it the same stuff that's bothering me and maybe other people all the time? Why are we talking about prostitution 10 years later, which is an old, outdated, bitch-ass topic due to rampant flesh-eating diseases? This should not be an issue unless you were born with half a brain and half a skull. Which, there are people born that way. I'm just saying, you know, I don't mean to offend anyone there. No, it's a rare condition, but those people are entitled to respect. If they're not there to be a prostitute, hopefully, please, that would be great. But it's like, come on. I mean, it's an old issue. I'm sick of dealing with it for me. I'll just put it out there. I'm sick of dealing with it. You don't have any other creativity. Do you know what goes into being a prostitute? Dun, 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 dun. We have Drew. I forgot his surname from the Wheel of Fortune. What goes into being a prostitute? Let's see. If I want to get a high rate, I'm going to have to battle the gauntlet to get a pedicure and a manicure. I am going to have lotion with scents, fresh scents, Victoria's Secret, Bath and Body Work preferred. I'm going to have a weave. Yes, a weave. Because wigs just don't do it in the heat of the moment. I am going to have makeup. Not the cheap stuff. We're not wet and wild here. Gonna have to have nice makeup. Gonna have to have clothes, attractive clothes. Because these Johns out here nowadays don't want to look like you're not just their girlfriend. You guys are idiots. All of that goes into it. You don't even let that be known. There's a doctrine that follows you everywhere. Everyone you meet is going to be giving you strange looks and looking in like Frodo. Obscenities. Go this path. Go this route. Go this path. go this way. I'm just driving my car, right? I'm a prostitute. I am picking up the energy of the world. Go this route. Go this way. Go this route. Go this way. I think I'll go to Starbucks and get a coffee. Go this route. Go this way. Go this route. Go this way. Hey, there's a person signaling me on the corner. Go this way. Go this route. Go this way. Go this route. You know, it's like, get real. You think I'm gonna live in a life like that? You are psychopaths. Think I'm gonna go shopping in Oblivion. Go this way. Go this route. Go this way. I think I need to get my hairstyle done. Go this way. Go this route. Go this way. Go this route. Then I look back, you're looking too fierce. Shut up, ho. Shut up, bitch. Shut up, trick. Shut up, mitt. I mean, it's like, I'm not dealing with that whole environment, that whole lifestyle. That's just seeming abuse and violence, unpredictability, volatility. It's like, I'm so sick of saying that. Just think, somebody that's walking their whole life, 40 years old, against it. We'll say against. And then all of a sudden, due to the constant gang stalking, which is interjecting their amnesia and feelings of the good way and constantly saying the bad way, so you have to doubt. You know, that's the thing. That's why people, I wonder what's wrong. I think I'll stick a walkie-talkie up my ding dong. How could that ever be wrong? I don't know what pleasure is to you. I know I've experienced it. But I have children. I gotta get ready. Go this way. Go this route. Oh my gosh, I think my children are somewhere. I don't have to think about them. Go this way, no children. Go this route, no children. Go this way, no children. No this route. Go no family. Go this way, no children. Go this route, no children. Go no way, no. You know, get real. So I'm sick of, and I'm not even going to jinx myself. I'm not even going to say I have a feeling I'm going to have to talk about this again. Somebody whose body and their muscles and their brain muscles and their brain connections are like, I love my body. I love myself. I'm not poor. Which poor isn't the only factor, and it shouldn't be a motivating factor or an establishing operation. But to tell my muscles and my brain this is not me is a mental illness. And that's what I'm dealing with, like serious mental illness, because serious mental illness can be that deception mechanism. That grit that is coming in that's against your own soul initiation. That's what people are saying with people who have an attitude of hate and misery through the generations. You, like I said, you're a person who has never seen a black person in another country, but you're living, and I'm not Judah, but you're living in a black person's mind. You would think you would have compassion for that one black person in the world. But for you to get your mind not able to think like this isn't Judah, and I don't have compassion for one black person, I'm saying that is what we're talking about the subhuman brain and why people think others are the actual beast, but then they grow strong in their bestiality. So, yeah. So I am doing my thing, and I'm going to in this call why I feel lucky that it will not be erased, because one show in the history of like almost 200 shows got erased, and I did not like it because I like just getting my feelings out fresh the first time, and you know, the second time is like I thought about it like one more second and I change it up, and I just like, I'm an Aries, like I just like that feeling. So whatever, I can do what I want to do. All right, so thanks for listening to Da Illuminati. This has been Joanna, and yeah, thanks. Have a good day.